Clarifying misconceptions about feminism in African studies. Feminism, particularly within the framework of African studies, is often misunderstood as a monolithic ideology that aligns strictly with Western ideals. However, African feminism encompasses a diverse range of perspectives that reflects the unique historical, cultural, and socioeconomic context of African women. African feminism focuses on the intersectionality of gender, race, class, and colonial histories, emphasizing the need for inclusivity in addressing women's issues across the continent. Historical roots and development. African feminism traces its origin back to pre-colonial societies, where women played significant roles in governance and community leadership. Figures such as Queen Nzinga of Indongo Ematamba, modern-day Angola, and Adelaide Casely Hayford of Sierra Leone exemplify early forms of feminist activism against colonialism and patriarchy. Queen Nzinga, known for her fierce resistance against Portuguese colonization in the 17th century, challenged gender norms by adopting male attire, taking on male titles, and leading armies in battle. Adelaide Casely Hayford, an educator and women's rights activist in the early 20th century, advocated for women's education and political participation in Sierra Leone. The modern feminist movement in Africa gained momentum during the 20th century, particularly in the wake of independence movements. Women actively participated in the fight for liberation while simultaneously advocating for their rights. In Nigeria, Feminaya Ransom Kuti, a political activist and educator, led the Ebiokuta Women's Union in protest against colonial taxation and gender discrimination. In South Africa, figures like Lilian Ngoyi, Albertina Sisulu, and Helen Joseph were at the forefront of the anti-apartheid struggle and the fight for women's rights. Diverse strands of African feminism. African feminism is not a singular movement, but rather a tapestry of various strands, each reflecting the unique experiences and perspectives of African women. These strands include 1. Liberal African feminism. This strand focuses on gender equality and women's rights within existing political structures, advocating for reforms in laws and policies affecting women. Proponents of this approach work within the system to challenge gender-based discrimination and promote equal rights for women in areas such as education, employment, and political participation. 2. Motherism. This strand celebrates African women's roles as mothers and caregivers while challenging patriarchal norms that undermine their contributions. Motherism emphasizes the importance of motherhood in African societies and argues that women's roles as nurturers and community builders should be recognized and valued. 3. Stewantism. Coined by Nigerian scholar Molara Ogodimpi Leslie, Stewantism emphasizes the need for women to be active participants in societal development, recognizing their unique experiences and contributions. This approach encourages women to take on leadership roles and to be agents of change in their communities. 4. Intersectional and decolonial feminism. These perspectives highlight the complexities of identity and the impact of colonial histories on contemporary gender issues. Intersectional feminism acknowledges that gender oppression intersects with other forms of oppression, such as race and class, while decolonial feminism seeks to challenge the legacies of colonialism and their impact on gender relations in African societies. Misconceptions and challenges. One prevalent misconception is that African feminism seeks to replicate Western models of gender equality, which often overlook the continent's unique challenges. Critics argue that Western feminism can sometimes be perceived as imposing foreign values that conflict with traditional African norms. This misunderstanding can lead to resistance against feminist movements, as many view them as threats to cultural identity and family structures. Moreover, the stigma surrounding feminism in some African societies often stems from the conflation of feminism with anti-male sentiments. In reality, African feminists advocate for collaboration between genders to achieve equity and social justice, emphasizing that men can be allies in the feminist struggle. As Nanjala Nyambola, a Kenyan writer and political analyst, notes, African feminism is not about pitting women against men. It's about creating a more just and equitable society for all. The way forward. To address these misconceptions and challenges, it is crucial to amplify the voices and experiences of African feminists and to engage in a more nuanced dialogue about gender, power and resistance in African societies. This can be achieved through various means such as 1. Promoting the study of African feminism in academic institutions and encouraging research that explores the diverse perspectives and experiences of African women. 2. Supporting and collaborating with grassroots feminist organizations and activists working to address gender-based issues in their communities. 3. Fostering intergenerational dialogues and knowledge sharing between older and younger generations of African feminists to build solidarity and continuity in the movement. 4. Challenging the stigma surrounding feminism by reframing it as a positive force for social transformation and by highlighting the contributions of African feminists to the broader struggle for justice and equality. By embracing the diversity of African feminisms and recognizing their historical roots and contemporary relevance, we can work towards a more inclusive and equitable future for all Africans, regardless of gender.